Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, as we know, there is one multi-millionaire in Ireland, in North County Dublin today. The National Lottery, of course, won't release the information on where the ticket was bought exactly and who the winner is yet. And it depends on the winner, where do they want to go public, of course, although the names tend to come out at some point. That's the other thing you have to be careful of. If you win that kind of money, you could be pretty sure you will be absolutely hounded by begging letters from charities, individuals. And as sad as it may seem, the advice probably from the expert is you have to ignore them all. You make a definitive decision yourself if you want to give money to charity and decide what charity that would be. You give it and you ignore everything else, because otherwise you would be there all day going through all that. So I want to know what you would do if you won that kind of money. Yeah, we believe it, by the way, it's been won in the Knoll in County Dublin. In the Knoll, that's where the ticket was bought. So where or what would you do with the money? Let me go to Bernie. Bernie, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Bernie?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Bernie, what would you do? First thing, you've just won, Bernie. Woohoo!
Yay. Right. Okay, so pay off the mortgage.
Yeah.
There's 12 of my family. That's 10 million to each of them. That's 120 million. An apartment in Fifth Avenue. A yacht.
An apartment in Fifth Avenue?
Yeah.
Right, okay. There's no messing with you, Bernie. You have it all planned out.
I have a yacht bought, park it in Galway, somewhere where I can go to it with its own crew. I won't be driving it. And I'd invest and buy a Central Park themed hospital in the middle of somewhere nice in Ireland, and that'd be the children's hospital.
Right.
And a service for people who have children at home with severe disabilities where they could go and...
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, because it's a big amount of money, so you could really spread the love, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. I mean, if you had bought it, said, right, I'm sick of hearing about all these budgets, get a nice hospital base, build somewhere nice, buy the land and rent it back to the HSE and get them to staff it and, you know, have a nice place for children to go when they're sick. They don't have to be in a hospital.
Well, I'm pretty sure you could do a better job of organising the budget for building a hospital than the government are doing at the moment.
So I won't be worrying about asking your man up the road for his paper or a backhander, you know.
And do you think, would it change you as a person? Because you seem like a charitable, nice type of person, Bernie. I don't even know you, but you see, you come across as a nice person, right, just by what you've said. Do you think it would change you as a person?
I expect it would. I just, you know, you cling to this thing, work ethic, you have to work, you have to give, you have to live, you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, actually letting go of all that would be a huge change for me.
Could you take it easy? Could you put the feet up? Would you be all right with that?
Maybe for a few months I might be able to do it, you know, live it up. But I don't think you'd do it long term. I can't see it.
Yes, you know, I don't know. If I won the lottery last night, would I be here today? Here's that's the question. That's what we were talking about this morning in the office. Would I come into work today, or would I ring Andy Bad News and tell him to shove it up his bum? You know what I mean? I don't actually know. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my job. But I think, you know, I'm 55, 175 million. I could see myself in the Caribbean with my partner, my kids, my feet up, you know, cocktails. Yeah, I could see that. I could live that life, Bernie.
Yeah, I just don't see myself there at the moment. You're in your head. You're going to work. Imagine if you didn't have to go today. Imagine waking up and going, you know what, I don't actually have to go to work anymore. It must be such a huge surge of excitement.
But there's a huge surge of relief, because we all go to work to pay bills.
Yeah, imagine not having that.
Yeah, so that you could go if you wanted to, but if you don't want to, sure, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you could go for free. Yeah. Imagine saying to them, oh, I don't need a paycheck, thanks.
Yeah, the paycheck that you give me monthly, I will get more in interest in one day.
Exactly. But I'll do the job just for a few weeks and I get my Caribbean holiday organised and my Maldives. And
I mean, because you imagine, even at the lowest rate of deposit interest in a bank, not even wisely invested by someone who's an expert who will advise you how to invest money, if you didn't touch the capital of this is 175 million, the interest alone is probably about 40 grand a week.
Imagine, I mean, like, that's a lifetime earning for your salary.
Yeah,
possibly.
A week.
Jesus.
You wouldn't have to touch your money.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Yeah.
You kind of get, but you know what, you could go to New Zealand a couple of times and down to the art, you could do all the things and maybe get a seat on the next, you know.
But as my mother used to always say, would you be happy, Bernie, huh? Would you be happy?
No, I'd be prefer the struggle, to be honest.
What is it? What? But you have to spend it, because they say there's no pockets in shrouds. So
I know.
So you'd have to spend it.
You'd have a fine little plot for yourself in the cemetery with that money.
You would. Well, stay there a second, because Michal.
Gia
Gretchen Chen. Gia Gretchen, it's called a tattoo.
And Michal Gates, that's the cleaning shop.
Whatever you said, I agree.
And I know for definite you'd be at work if you wanted. You'd be there for a few weeks anyway.
Would I?
You would, yes. From listening to you and knowing you over a hell of a long time, definitely you love your second job.
Right, so you think I'd hang in here for a few more weeks to say me last goodbyes?
Hang in here while you'd be deciding what to do or what not to do. Or maybe
I could open my own radio station. Yeah, I'd open my own. I'd open my own radio station.
Yeah.
Niall Boylan FM.
The station.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, Boylan FM.
Perfect. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
that's... without a camp on your door.
So, Michal, what would you do? What's the first thing you do? But by the way, did you do the lotto?
The first thing you'd have to do was to make sure that you're proper security, because no matter who you are, the fair do that woman in the north a while ago, she named everything what she had and what she won. I said, holy Jesus, I'd be afraid to do that here, because there's too many around, no matter how many you know, and you're like, best of friends, there's always one miserable someplace, and let it cheap. So that you don't know where security would have to be the first thing. But after that, getting over that. No, I'd stay at work. I absolutely idolise working. 7 days a week, I love it. I might change back to 5 or 6 days.
Oh, by the way, can I just correct something? Somebody said I got it wrong, and I actually did, because I was working it out on a monthly or a daily instead of a weekly basis. The interest on a low deposit on a bank, on basic deposit. Now, by the way, you wouldn't put it probably into a bank on low interest rate, right? You would invest it, and you would get. But would be, as somebody worked it out here, based on today's figures, would be $350,000 a week. Sorry,
not bad.
It's 175 million, Bernie.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the daily rate. It's about 40 grand a day.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I expect I can't add.
Yeah. It's about 40,000 a day. So.
Oh my God!
A day.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
So,
no. For today, we're not even going into the lottery place. They've already had 40 grand accrued.
Yeah, probably. They'll have 80 grand by the time they collect it.
I think I should go and look up Bernie and we go and spend it together.
Yes.
So, Michal, did you do the lottery last night?
I definitely did. I have a couple of pages of it and I didn't check it yet because lo and behold...
Well, you didn't win, by the way, can I just tell you? You didn't win.
How do you know?
Well, unless you're from the Knoll. Do you live in the...
No,
did you buy a ticket in the Knoll?
No, I'm not from the Knoll. Fair do to whoever did win it. I'm delighted for them. And the Knoll is an area that could do with a few bits of injecting the money up there anyway. It's not the most...
But can I clarify? Just because the ticket was bought in the Knoll doesn't necessarily mean the person is from the Knoll, by the way. Naturally enough.
Most likely
they probably are. The shop will get a few quid for selling the ticket. They'll actually get a fair few quid for selling that ticket.
Do we,
they can get their own Lewis. Wow.
Yeah. So... So the other point is, Michal, when you heard the news last night that somebody from Ireland won it, was there a moment when you thought, this could be me?
I'll tell you, Niall, I heard about 20 minutes ago, and I was having a cup of coffee where I am, and when I was talking to one of your representatives there, and he told me, he said, oh, mother geez, I didn't even know that. No, I'd never check it for a day or so.
You didn't know? Do you not read newspapers in the mornings?
Pardon?
Do you not read newspapers and listen to radio?
No, I don't, because my day starts at 5 o'clock.
All right, okay.
Oh no, I don't buy the paper at the minute. I'm waiting to do some carry on working at the minute. I'm on a break, but I've a lot of relations and children, grandchildren, and whatnot. But the first thing you have to do is, in my world anyway, I live in Sweden. I probably get a partner, and the one that's a good sense of humour and prepared after that to whatever comes the way.
Yeah.
But apart from all that, you'd have to, you have a large family for things. And I often thought if I did win it, I'd give some to the children's hospital, but not the way things are gone now with the present situation.
You wouldn't know how they'd spend it on you now.
Yeah.
No, the way things are going at the moment for 175 million, they might just get a jacks for it.
I know, because the month later it'll be going up to a million, so like, I mean, no, the 175,000 million will be no use to you, it'll be going up to a billion.
Yeah, somebody said, by the way, now, would you please mention the correct amount of money? Okay, it was 175,435,000 was the actual figure that you win.
Even the loose change sounds good.
Yeah, the loose change sounds good.
I buy you a piece tonight if I got that change.
Yeah. Stay there for a second because Biba. Is it Biba? Billy. I have to go to Billy. Sorry, let me go to Billy first. Hang on. Billy, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Billy?
The ground. It was bought in the Knoll, and I think it could be someone from Duleek.
Duleek, which is just up the road from the Knoll, yeah.
That's what they were saying.
Right.
Now, what I would do, well, it costs a massive amount of money. I have brothers and sisters, my wife's brothers and sisters. my mother and her father. They'd all each, first of all, close family would get a million. Because, I mean, like, it's not like I'm at the one winning a million. I can only get a 5,000 each. I give them a million, and I counted up before I came on. It'd be about 12 of them. And then I'd probably give 10 of my best friends a million. So 22 million, still about 140, something left.
Yeah, grand,
then,
yeah.
Then I'd, what's it called? I'd buy a ticket to, season ticket to see the Dubs and Croker, the VIP area. The same in the Viva to see Ireland soccer.
So you'd rent out the whole rent out the whole VIP area and bring some friends along?
I'd get a box, yeah. And I'd go see the Ryder Cup every 2 years. I'd go to the World Cup every 4 years, European Championship. Every big sport in the world, the Masters.
he has a whole plan going on here, Bernie.
Yeah, I can hear.
In Lanzarote, and I'd probably go over 6 months of the year, get the sun, come back here when it's summer, and go over there in the winter.
Why bother coming back here? Why would you stay there?
Why would you stay?
Well, I'd have loads of money anyway, and everyone would be looking at it, but there'd be only two big worries. My first worry would be for myself, because like I like a drink, but with that kind of money, you wouldn't have to worry about going home or getting up the next morning worrying about being short of money to pay the mortgage, because you'd have money wouldn't be an object. Then giving everybody...
Well, can I ask you a question now on a serious note, Billy? Yeah. Because you like a drink, would you be afraid that you might go over the top on the drink?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, you turn yourself into an alcoholic.
Sort of serious alcoholic, yeah.
Yeah.
And secondly, then, I'd be worried for my family, because a million each could destroy any of them.
By the way, I'm just looking too here at breaking news, in case you're interested. Speaking of big money, Karl Lagerfeld, the fashion designer who designed it, he has left his estate, $150 million. To guess what?
Yeah.
His cat.
What?
Cat reached above.
He left it to his cat.
Oh, right. For God's sake.
Jesus Christ.
The cat need a minder. They need a minder.
The cat has got $150 million.
Oh, for God.
Isn't that ridiculous, isn't it?
Let's
be clear about this. Legally, I believe you can't leave your money to your cat. Now, he probably did in a will, but what will happen is that will be contested in court by anybody who's indirectly or directly related to him to get a share of it. So, you can, like in Ireland, for example, as far as I know, you legally can't leave your money to your cat. Because if you have sons or daughters or an ex-wife or something like that...
That's 100% correct.
Yeah, they can take it to court. Yeah. They can contest the will. You know, so I think it's symbolism. In other words, I don't believe there's anyone important enough in my life to deserve this.
Yeah. But you have heard of those weird
Helena,
stories.
Helena's had to ask me, if it goes to court, does the cat have to take the stand?
Niall, what happened? I see pictures of him on the news yesterday. Did he not have a daughter or something?
I think he did have a family.
His goddaughter. Wasn't somebody famous has got daughter? Was it Johnny Depp's daughter or his goddaughter or something?
All right, okay.
So why, does he not like her enough to leave it to her?
She was a model for him.
But he's not married or anything like that. Is he a gay man? I don't know. Is he married or?
I don't know. Had he a muse or something? I don't know. Somebody was his muse. Claudia Schiffer or someone, was it?
Right, okay.
Yeah. Claudia Schiffer.
We're getting back to the lottery anyway. So, Billy, hopefully you're not an alcoholic. You're now living in Lanzarote 6 months of the year. You've gone to see every sporting event. You still have loads left, Billy.
Right. Well, I just sum myself then, and I decide then.
Would you send me a few quid?
No problem at all. There'll be loads of money now. But like I said, my family a million each, not a 5,000 each, because I've won 180 or whatever.
Of course, yeah.
But Niall, there's a massive worry as well. I could destroy their lives. They could turn into whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so. I mean, without using the French, people do turn into assholes with money sometimes. Yeah, they do.
I wouldn't turn into an asshole. That'd be only my worry, Niall, because I wouldn't have to leave the pub. Like, if I go out today, I'm off now till Friday. If I wanted out today for a pint, I can stay into the closet if I need to. Money's not a problem. I'm not loaded, but I have enough money on my own, and I'm not leaving that short. But right. I'm just saying, if I won the lotto, I could go out after the pub tonight. I could go into Leeson Street 3 or 4, I could go wherever. I wouldn't have to worry about bills, because I'd have no bills. I'd have loads of money.
Okay, I'm getting more news in my ear. It's just been announced that it's a family of six sisters, and it's a syndicate, and they're originally from County Meath.
That's great, but the best thing they can do now is leave. I wouldn't go public with that amount of money, no way would he.
No. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Morris. Morris, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Morris?
Hey, Niall, how's things?
Morris, you know, what, did you do the lottery yesterday, by the way?
I did, Niall. I'd say, if it costs Lagerfeld's dog has a face on him. More than
that, I'd say the dog is pissed off, all right. What's wrong with me?
What would I do?
It's a happy cat.
If I won it, Niall, I have the perfect plan. I have a good circle of friends, all different kind of backgrounds. I got each of them and just suss them out, you know, ask them for a few hundred quid alone.
Yeah.
See who steps up.
Oh, good plan. I like that.
Have a bit of fun with it before the gig reveal.
Right, so you'll see who's deserving of the money. In other words, who's good to you?
Straight out the door if you don't have a good excuse for not giving you the few quid.
That's a good plan.
It is, yeah.
Hey, well, actually, that's a really good plan. Remembering, of course, that I did loan Helene the 20 quid one day. So, Helene, if you do win, you have to give me money now. That's a good plan. I like that.
That's what I do. I don't think you could share it, Donald, because I know if I get, say I give a million to my brothers, okay, one of my brothers, and he kills himself on a jet, a coke, or drowns somewhere with some hookers or something, it'd be... He'd still be alive if you hadn't given him that money. That's all you'd get. Don't give nobody nothing.
Would you? Because you'd feel people might destroy their lives.
There is a danger, Niall, yeah.
Yeah, no, it isn't. No, it's a genuine concern. It is a genuine concern.
There'd be nobody getting nothing out of my 170.
Well, I think you know yourself. Morris, you know your brothers or sisters yourself. You know the type of people they are, whether you believe they're responsible enough. There are people
that's
we know in this life.
Getting, Niall, I do know them.
Yeah, what's the 6 into 175 work out at now? So the 6 people dividing, as much as shared do they get?
Nearly 29, I'd say, each.
Helene will do it very quickly for me, Helene. I don't have my calculator here. My brain is
29 tells us something.
Yeah, 6 into 175 million divided by 6.
Oh, sorry, 628. 28, around 28.
That's it, in and around that. Okay, thanks, Billy. Yeah. I'll accept that as a figure.
that's realistic. You can kind of use that up fairly fast.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that would do me.
Yeah, I could see me out on that.
Or as my mother used to say, sure, 175 million, that's too much for one person.
Yeah, well, she was right.
I don't think it's too much.
Oh, my God, imagine. So it's still 28 million, imagine that.
Yep, I'm just looking. Okay, you're right, actually, you're spot on the money. It's 29.1. Mm. Well done, Billy. Yeah. Your maths is better than mine. It's quicker than mine, that's for sure. So, Morris, okay, so you're not giving money away to people, right? Are you still there, Morris? Oh, he's gone. Jeepers. I have to take a break anyway.
He probably won the lottery.
It's probably Morris and his sisters. He just doesn't want to say anything on the air.
He's got the leg in
it.
By the way, if the lottery winners are listening, if you want to come on the air, the line is open. We'd love to have a chat with you so we can all call you names.
Yeah.
By the way, Bernie, is there a sense of begrudgery in the Irish atmosphere at the moment? Because we're great at begrudging, aren't we?
Yeah, I suppose there will be. But, I mean, I wish them well. I mean, God knows what, you know, we don't know their background. And I hope everyone's happy when they get something life-changing like that.
Niall.
Yeah, Billy.
Nice.
I don't begrudge anyone that money. But you know what I think would be better system? If they had 170 winners for a million each last night. If there could be a system where we have 170
But
winners.
Then we wouldn't be purchasing as many tickets. It wouldn't be as exciting.
Yeah, I suppose so. But wouldn't it be great, 170 millionaires?
Yeah.
It would. Yeah, I completely agree with you, but it just wouldn't be as exciting. I think if they divided it up more evenly, into the 5 number winners.
I just
don't think it'd be as exciting. Well, have you? By the way, Bernie, have you ever won anything in your life? Decent, like.
No.
I don't mean like a scratch card or something.
No, I think I've only won about 150. I've never been huge lucky.
Billy, have you ever won anything?
In the lottery, no.
Anything?
I've won 500. I did. I'm one of the register.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won a trip to Medjugorje. Oh, no, what you call that place where Padre Pio's from? When I was 17.
What?
Lourdes.
No, Medjugorje. No, where is Padre Pio? Italy.
Fata,
no.
Where?
San Giovanni, is it?
San Giovanni.
Okay,
I don't know.
But a gang of women. I was 17.
I can't actually remember. I think the last time I won something, and this is the truth because I don't remember. I don't think I'm lucky winning. The last time I won something was I won 2 tickets to go and see Michael Jackson in Parky Queeve.
Right.
And wow. I won them, ironically enough, on a radio station.
And I won my 500 Nile on the radio station, what's called... Miss Advice. It could have went up tomorrow, but I didn't want to take a chance. So
what was that? Where did you win it?
About a year ago.
Here?
On Miss Advice. I recognised the voice, but I...
All right.
I wanted to wait till the pot went up. Sometimes it goes up to 2 grand, but I couldn't take a chance in case someone rang in and got it.
Right.
So I got it, and it was 500 at the time. The Miss Advice was okay. Nick Fleetwood from the Fleetwood Mac.
Was that here?
No, it wasn't here. It was...
Okay. Well, then, we don't want to know that it wasn't here.
Let's say the station.
Yeah, go on.
Well, it begins with a Q, you know what?
Oh, okay. There's only one. All right. Well done to you. Well done to you. Right. Congratulations. At least it shows people that people do win lots of stuff on radio. We've given away so many holidays in this radio station. Actually, we had a lovely couple come in the other day with two big, huge cakes and loads of small cakes for all the staff and a thank you card. They won the trip to Orlando just before Christmas, the family trip to Orlando. And they went in January and they said they had the best holiday they ever had. They're self-employed. It was the first holiday they've had in 16 years. And they were absolutely delighted to win it. So it was great to see them in yesterday saying thanks to us. Lots of news now coming out in relation to the winner. And as I said, everybody, for that moment last night, that 5 minutes where you saw that notification on your phone that it was an Irish winner, you knew you did the lotto or the Euro Millions. You knew, or you thought, at least for that 5 minutes, it could be me. Well, Robert McGee is the spokesperson for the National Lottery. And Robert, I suppose that's the catchphrase, isn't it? It could be you.
It is indeed. And yeah, look, it was somebody who bought their Euro Millions ticket in the village of Knoll in County Meath, which is where I'm standing at the moment. And to borrow a phrase from Ron Burgundy and Anchorman, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Look, last night, the news broke just after 9 last night that there was an Irish Euro Millions winner. And look, normally, if there's an Irish Euro Millions winner, we have we have certain procedures to go through, and we have to prepare the winning retailer for the scrum that just happened a few minutes ago. But look, things escalated quickly. The word obviously got out of where
because you guys had planned. I read last night that you would release the name of the shop in 2 days, but all of a sudden it's out this morning. So obviously they decided themselves that it was okay to say something. Yeah,
exactly. And look, we're here down in Riley's Daybreak in the village of Dunnall in County Meath, and we were here with the owner, and his name is Les Riley. He's the owner of the store down here. And look, he just came to work this morning, just a normal day, putting out the papers. Call came through from the National Lottery just to let him know that, look,
you have the winner.
The small matter of the 175 million ticket.
By the way, for the shop themselves, or any shop indeed that sells the lottery ticket, is it a percentage they get, or just is it a set fee and a set amount of money?
It's a set bonus for selling a Euro Millions jackpot.
That's great. And I'm assuming it's a substantial amount of money as well.
It is a substantial amount of money. But we'll keep them.
Yeah. Okay, so now in relation to the money itself, 175 million. Now, there's been numerous leaks already or stories in relation. Are you allowed to tell us roughly where the person lives or who the person is, or was it a syndicate, or do we know that information?
Well, nobody knows that information at the moment. I know social media and the media and whispers and everywhere there's rumours
of sisters. Right, we know there's rumours of sisters.
But look, yes. whereas the winner has been in touch with us just after 10 o'clock this morning, we got a call from someone claiming to be the winner. We cannot comment any further, or
of course,
just speculation until that person arrives.
And what's the story
with the ticket?
The winners that time up in County Tyrone or wherever it was, up in Derry, that won the last time, and they were all over the papers and all over the news. The rumour, of course, or the suggestion was that people get a few quid extra for going public. Is that true, or is it there's no fee for going extra or for going public?
Not at all. That's an urban myth, and I'll quash that now. You get no extra for going public. But look, going public, a small percentage of our winners do in total for the National Lottery. And look, normally it's syndicates where, there could be, for example, let's take the last Euro Millions winner in Ireland, which was last June. It was the Stakeland syndicate down in County Tipperary. Look, word gets out when there's 7, there was 32 members of that syndicate.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep that a secret, isn't it?
Look, they decided to go public. They just came up, just get it all over and done with in one afternoon. Have a nice day out.
Yeah, when somebody arrives to work the next day in a Ferrari, it's kind of hard to keep it a secret, isn't it, Robert?
Exactly.
I mean, look, it's a life-changing amount of money, and on a very serious note, 175 million can destroy a life as well as make somebody very happy. So, what's the procedure from a National Lottery point of view? Does that person get, obviously financial advice, but is there psychological advice with that as well? And do they sit down and talk to people who will tell them the downside and what to be careful of? And I mean, what sort of advice do they get?
Well, look, that's the advice the most nurses give. Look, life changing doesn't even come into it. So 175 million is beyond life changing. This is the kind of sum that will set you up for life, generations to come. So it really is legacy amounts of money. So look, that's why we do recommend at the National Lottery, when the winner calls in, what we would recommend that they get some sound financial advice and legal advice as well, before they come into us as well. Because look, that goes without saying. It's the getting that financial advice is the most important part of, maybe 175 million is a stratospheric amount of money. As well as that, what we would advise them to do is, if it was at all possible, try and stay calm. take a couple of deep breaths and be sure.
I could never do that.
Look, be sure to keep that piece, that piece of paper, that lot, that EuroMillions ticket. Keep that safe, because that is the key to it all.
Yeah, that's your ticket. If you don't have your ticket, you don't get your money.
Exactly. Look, we're currently under compilations and preparations to get the winner into the National Lottery HQ in the coming weeks to collect their prize. Now, look, it will take a couple of days, probably a week, before we can issue a check, because the other 8 remaining EuroMillions partner countries will, and it'll take that long for the money to come through. But look,
there's an eight day wait. But who cares? The bank could give you a few quid off it anyway, so it wouldn't matter. And final question, by the way, how many? Or do you have any idea off the top of your head how many prizes are never claimed? I mean, is there ever big, is there, if you totaled all the amount of money of big prizes that have just never been claimed, people obviously lost their tickets or never bothered looking, is it a big amount of money?
I think it is between 1% and 2% of prizes, and it's even less than that last year that goes unclaimed. In terms of, I don't have an official figure of how much that is at the moment with me, but yeah.
Look, well, it's probably less now since the app came out and people get the email.
Exactly, and look, the more people that play online, the more unlikely that it is that a prize is going to go.
Yeah, there at 9:10 looking at my emails. I didn't get one, by the way, can I just say, Robert? it's great when you get that email, please check your lottery, and you go, how much?
It's just funny, I was talking to the store owner, the guy who sold the ticket down here, Les Riley. He checked his ticket first thing he heard last night to see if his worked in the kid had won the money, but they were a winner, but it was only 38 quid.
Right, okay. I won €17 about 2 weeks ago and I got excited about it. So, I mean, that's about it as far as it got for me. Well, Robert, I wish the individuals luck with their money. I mean, I know social media is absolutely awash at the moment with people guessing who it is and all sorts of names. And I will say to people, to be careful as well, naming people.
And look, until that person comes to the National Lottery HQ with that ticket in their hand and we validate the ticket, utter speculation, just be speculation.
All right, listen, Robert, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a million.
There you go, Robert McGee from the National Lottery, and he's, as we speak, he's in Daybreak in the Knoll.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.